Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa joins me now to go over some of your feedback on this week of shows. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Sasha. Happy Friday.
You too. Yesterday, we talked about a media story up in Maine. The Portland Press-Herald ran a front-page photograph of local Muslims celebrating the end of Ramadan, and that story appeared in what happened to be the newspaper's September 11th edition. A number of Press-Herald readers found that decision offensive. We talked to the paper's editor and publisher, Richard Connor, who had published a letter of apology.
I'm supportive of the decision that they made to run the photo. I also think that we forgot that on 9/11, there are a lot of people that expect coverage of 9/11 on that day, and all of our coverage ran on 9/12.
This prompted somebody in our audience to call into our listener voicemail, and this particular listener felt that the paper was just the victim of unfortunate timing.
My name is Ron. I'm calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I do also know a few other people who got caught in what I seem to think is a timing issue, and that is some friends of mine and coworkers who are Ethiopian, and Saturday happened to be Ethiopian New Year's, and they felt scared to actively celebrate their New Year's because they felt they should be observing 9/11.
Now, Ron saw both his friends and the Portland paper as being victims of this inflamed national zeitgeist over Muslims in America that we're experiencing right now.
On that subject, we aired a conversation on Monday with Brown University historian Ted Widmer, who wrote a piece in the Sunday Globe about the history of the Quran in the early days of the U.S., and how several of our founding fathers actually owned a Quran. I asked him this question. What about here on our home turf? Would a New Englander in the 1700s or 1800s ever have come across a Muslim in New England?
It does appear that a certain percentage of African Americans, or Africans, I should say, because the first generation of African slaves are African, practice Islam in some way.
Robert Booth, who's a historian up in Salem, offered this addendum to that thought on our website. From the 1780s on, Salem mariners made direct, repeated contact in trading with the Muslim peoples of the Orient. At least one Muslim sailor even moved to Salem in the early 1800s. In 1799, the shipmasters of Salem founded the East India Marine Society as a museum and library, including the books, clothes, textiles, and artwork, and portraits of Muslim persons and ports. And of course, Sasha, we know that today as the Peabody Essex Museum.
Yes, the museum up in Salem. On a much lighter note, we aired an interview on Wednesday with Rolling Stone contributing editor Rob Sheffield, who grew up around here in Milton. His new book is called Talking to Girls About Duran Duran, One Young Man's Quest for True Love and a Cooler Haircut. And much of Rob's book is a memoir of his youth in Boston through the lens of the 80s music he listened to. That, of course, is Def Leppard. That's Rock of Ages. Where does that put you?
Oh, my goodness. That puts me back in the garbage truck cleaning the Southeast Expressway in the summer of 83. I was working for the DPW on Granite Avenue in Dorchester. All the guys in the truck would sing the Def Leppard songs, like it's kind of our sort of psych-up warrior anthem to go out and spear some trash.
Now, this conversation provoked David to send us what I think could be a contender for email of the year around here. Is what he says. I caught the conversation late, but I doubt there was any discussion of if this music is any good at all considered apart from the nostalgia. It is an insult to music to reduce it to a simple trigger for fond memories, and such a practice promotes the worst kind of lazy and permissive aesthetic relativism.
Well, listeners, if you think we're being permissive, relativistic, or anything else, good or bad, we appreciate your feedback. All our contact information is on WBUR.org/Boston, and we especially encourage you to leave a message for broadcast on our listener voicemail. That number is online. Adam, thanks for the overview of all the listener feedback.
You bet.
Up next, world-renowned jazz pianist Danilo Perez and students from the Berklee College of Music's Global Jazz Institute join us to share some of their music. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.